Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast, where we spotlight political figures shaping America's narrative coast to coast. I'm Stephen.
And I'm Leah. Today we're in Maryland to discuss one of the newest members of the House, Representative Johnny Olszewski Jr., a leader whose extensive experience in local and state government propelled him to Washington.
He's often known as Johnny O, and he comes to Congress after holding a very powerful local executive position. Before we get to that, let's talk about his early career, which started in the classroom.
That's right, and it's a core part of his political identity. Johnny Olszewski began his career as a public school teacher, teaching social studies and history. That firsthand experience in the education system has been a consistent thread throughout his public service. He then made the jump to elected office, serving two terms in the Maryland House of Delegates, the state's legislature. There, he was known for his focus on education funding and fiscal policy. It's also notable that after his time in the legislature, and following a very narrow loss in a state Senate race, he went back to school himself, earning a PhD in public policy. It shows a deep intellectual curiosity about the very nature of governance.
And that academic work was soon put to the test when he ran for Baltimore County Executive in 2018. That's a major executive role, isn't it?
It's a massive job. Baltimore County is not to be confused with the city of Baltimore. It's a huge, diverse suburban county with more than 800,000 residents and a budget in the billions. As county executive, he was essentially the CEO of that government. He won a razor-thin primary by just 17 votes, which shows how competitive it was. In office, he earned high marks for being an innovative and hands-on leader. He launched major initiatives to modernize school buildings, a direct nod to his teaching background. He also focused heavily on government transparency, implementing new open data portals that allowed residents to track everything from crime statistics to government spending, which was a significant step in accountability.
So he built a strong reputation as a capable executive. How did that lead to his run for Congress in 2024?
It made him the natural frontrunner. Maryland's 2nd District has been represented for over two decades by the very popular Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger. When Ruppersberger announced his retirement, it opened up the seat for the first time in a generation. Olszewski, with his high name recognition and proven track record as a successful county executive, governing a large portion of that same district, was immediately seen as the heir apparent. He ran a strong campaign, based on his record of pragmatic, effective leadership, and easily won the election, promising to bring that same focus on tangible results to Washington.
Now that he is in Washington as a freshman, what can we expect his legislative priorities to be?
His priorities will almost certainly mirror his work at the local level. First and foremost is education. He will be a passionate advocate for federal funding for schools, particularly for infrastructure and resources for teachers. Second is economic development and infrastructure. Having managed a large county, he understands the importance of federal partnerships in funding roads, bridges, and public transit. He'll likely seek a committee assignment that allows him to work on those issues, perhaps the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. And third, he will continue his focus on government accountability and transparency, likely supporting measures that make the federal government more accessible and responsive to its citizens.
How would you describe his political style and where he fits within the Democratic Party?
He is a mainstream, pragmatic Democrat. His career has not been about ideological crusades, but about the nuts and bolts of governance. He is a data-driven leader who is more interested in what works than in scoring political points. In his role as county executive, he had to work with a diverse population with a wide range of political views, so he has a proven ability to build broad coalitions. He will likely join a group like the New Democrat Coalition, which focuses on pro-growth, pragmatic solutions. He brings the perspective of a local leader who has been directly responsible for paving roads, equipping schools, and keeping communities safe, and that practical mindset will define his work in Congress.
That's our profile for today. Thank you for listening to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. You can find show notes for this episode and links to our sources on our website, pointedwords.com. Please note, AI assists in the creation of this podcast from pointedwords.com. And remember, better pointed words than pointed swords.